Hello and welcome to Zig When They Zag, a podcast for business leaders obsessed with growth. The times are changing. Experts and non-experts all agree that the economy is bouncing back, and the summer of 2021 looks to be full of opportunity. What should you be doing right now to take full advantage of that opportunity? In this episode, recorded in April of 2021, co-host Kevin Ring and I talk about the five marketing things that you should be doing right now. Enjoy! Another episode of Zig When They Zag, a show for business leaders obsessed with growth. Today, Kevin and I are going to talk about five marketing things you should be doing right now.
Sorry, I was reading your cue card too.
Yeah.
Was I moving my lips? You know? I messed that one up, didn't I? No, we're keep going. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, no, this is a great episode. We're going to talk about things that you should be doing right now. And the reason why you should be doing it right now, because like we will talk about it in a future episode, marketing does not happen right away. It is about changing consumer behavior and positioning you as the choice in their minds so that when they're ready, or even making them realize that they're ready for you to make their life better, you're already ahead of the game. So that's why you need to do it right now, is because this world we're in right now is crazy, but it is starting to change. I've been fully vaccinated. Jessica's been fully vaccinated. We're having conversations as a business about how do we safely reopen the office. People are starting to come back in. It feels like a new era. Yep. And it was interesting because Jessica and I were talking earlier. And you were telling me the story about, I forget who was talking to you about it, about the Spanish flu in the 1900s. So,
The Roaring 20s.
The Roaring 20s. Yeah.
That's right.
So what was so special?
What was that story?
Yeah.
Well, I was speaking to somebody this morning and he was telling me, hey, you know, remember the Spanish flu was in 1918 or 1919. And it was this pandemic that lasted a couple of years and it was horrifying. And then people had to start coming out of it and they went through these different phases. And the first phase was like just kind of like uncertainty. And then second was like, okay, we're trying to get back to normal. Like we have to figure out what normal looks like now. And then the third phase was that they just went nuts. And he said, you know, historians, you know, studying pandemics really believe the pandemic is one of the main reasons why the 20s were kind of defined the way they were. People just went nuts. And he said, I think we're going to go through something similar, except now we have trillions of dollars of stimulus pumped into the economy at the same time. Right. And he goes, so this is going to be some crazy times. And so that's optimism, which I love hearing in the voice of another business owner. But you know, I think we all have to kind of prepare for what that looks like. And I understand like a lot of businesses that struggled in 2020, maybe they've cut back on marketing. Like ideally they didn't, right? I think we have episodes where we talked about like, if you can market now, because your competitors might not be. But if you were in the family of companies that had to just cut back on marketing expenses, you better start now because 2022 is probably going to be a huge growth year and you've got to set some foundational stuff up now.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I think, you know, the whole reason we started this podcast is because the companies that we work with are great companies. They have value. So as things were withdrawing in, we wanted to help our partners, help our customers really focus on, okay, how do you view this as an opportunity? And a lot of our customers have navigated this really well and seen a lot of growth in the last year. And it's sort of the flip side of that coin now is what are the opportunities as people start to reemerge and as all of that pent up frustration, delayed purchasing, delayed projects, and added fuel of stimulus money.
Delayed partying. Exactly.
So Jessica's number one thing you should do right now is throw a party and invite her. But for marketing, what we really want to talk about is the these are the things that right now, this is when you have the opportunity to be top of mind when those things start to happen. And it's going to start happening this summer. And so you really need to have a little bit of urgency about some of these things. So let's jump into the list. Stop talking about how much we love to party and miss partying. And how you've already bought a flapper dress and all the other roaring 20s. There you go.
Yeah.
On the podcast, Jessica just did the Charleston. Actually, don't think that one's the Charleston. So Jessica, what's the first thing that we're doing as a business that we would recommend to our clients, to other growing businesses out there that they should do with regard to their marketing?
We're going to beat it like a dead horse, but it's just talk to your customers.
Talk to your customers.
Number one on the list. And we are talking to our customers all the time, but I make an effort to ask questions and talk to other business owners that would be ideal clients of ours to try to get a sense of what they're looking for, what they're worried about. You know, I've built my network to try to have kind of a constant feedback circle. And if you're not in a position where you've talked to your customers in a while, you got to figure out what they're worried about now, because we just went through something crazy. And so their worlds have changed.
Yeah.
And their priorities have changed.
Yeah. And they're going to be very distracted. And so the opportunity to reach them in a little bit is going to be hard, because they're also going to be going through the stress of figuring out the new normal and the waves of re-emerged economy and all of these things. So now is the time, you know, whether that's surveying, easy as picking up and calling them on the phone. It is actually one of the things we love to do for our customers is talk to their customers, because that unbiased perspective and our team knows how to ask really good questions. But yeah, that's definitely top of the list. And you're right. If you've listened to any of these other episodes, you've definitely customer centric. So definitely number one, probably number two on our list as well.
You know, we're doing something just on this point too, that we had a client that had feedback for us. And for the first time, we're going to invite that client to actually talk to the team, because we know he's a great presenter and he's going to present this feedback to us in a really constructive way. And I just welcome the opportunity, because things have changed for him and I want us to understand where he's coming from so we can do a better job as a company. So look for those opportunities.
For them. I think that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Your customers want to know that you care about them. When I talk to prospects about interviewing, they're like, well, how are you going to get them to talk to you? I was like, people like that you want to talk to them. It's oftentimes that easy. Like, show an interest, ask their opinion, ask how you can make their life better. No one's going to turn down the opportunity for someone stepping in and saying, how can I make your life better? Also, pro tip, husbands, I was taught this the other day, ask your wife that. How can I make your day better? How can I make your life, your week better? Honey, if you're listening to this, I wasn't manipulating you by asking that. I legitimately was like, that's a brilliant idea. Because of course, that's how we make our life better, is by communicating. And that makes for better service.
Your wife doesn't listen to this. All right. What's number two on the list?
My wife's not even real, y'all. I'm not even real. Business goals. So this is one is really interesting, because I feel like the first couple months of this year have been nuts. Insane. January was like, okay, we got through December and we're like, thank God we made it through 2020. Now let's figure out what 2021 is going to be like. And it was super busy. And then for those of y'all not in Texas, 2021 in February was like, hey, we're going to have the biggest snowstorm we've had here in over 30 years. And we're going to have an energy crisis. And we're going to be stuck at home without power or heat or water or some mix of the three. And it is going to grind everything to a halt. And then March was like, oh, I guess that never happened, but we missed two.
That's hot again.
But seriously, like, we're going into April and I feel like it's January. I feel like we're finally having the opportunity to really focus on the year.
Yeah.
And while from a calendar perspective, that's pretty rough, from a timing perspective, this is the right time to kind of think about, okay, what are my goals for the year and what really is going to help my business recover, mm-hmm. right? Because it comes down to the fact that, like, we can for sure design out the perfect system to market to the next level. That's a lot of what we do. But in the interim, a lot of the help in getting there is helping you prioritize what you do when. Mm-hmm. And so in the short term, really think about from a sales perspective, what's going to help you recover, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some of those things, you know, think about that, Jessica, that come to mind in terms of,
we were just talking about it too, like asking for referrals from your current customers, you know, figuring out what outbound strategies work well. As things start to open up, what is the networking and, just the personal one-on-one opportunities to kind of build referrals back up and networking opportunities up again. So those are all like short-term things. Things that people can start looking at right away that could make an impact on their business right away. Whereas as we talk about, marketing takes time. So while you're doing that, at the same time, you should be thinking about where you want to be this time next year and work on that from a marketing perspective. Because whatever you need to build up to, if you don't want to be in this position 12 months from now, you better do something about it right now.
Yeah. For sure. So really interesting sidebar, but if you struggle with the idea of asking for referrals or asking your customers for more work, I guarantee you it is because you don't know how to talk to your customers and you don't understand how they value what you do. Mm-hmm. And you should give us a call because we can walk through that process and help discover it and help you articulate the right ways to message your value. Mm-hmm. Because the referral should be pretty straightforward. Hey, I know that together we've been able to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for other opportunities to work with great businesses like you. Do you know anyone else who needs help with this thing? Mm-hmm. And the thing isn't, equipping your fleet with better tires. It is saving you money because of the bulk purchasing power of, you know, maintenance on your vehicles. Frame it from their position. It is a game changer in terms of the confidence to talk to your customers. And trust me, if you need help with that, like, I know it's hard. I know psychologically it's the hardest thing for a lot of people. Give us a call. We can get you on the right path to really being equipped and confident in how you do that. All right. End of sidebar. But,
and the greatest compliment is when you get a new lead and it came from a referral from an existing customer. It's the best feeling.
Yes.
So you could fill your week up with contacting referrals from existing customers if you're not afraid to ask.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wow. We can beat all these
points. So what's next on the list?
Seriously, I can't talk about this enough. Get your website working for you. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different ways that people struggle with their website. One is they don't want to put money into it. Or conversely, because they don't want to put money into it, they've tried to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Nothing against homegrown websites. I've done it myself. I've built two websites for my businesses in the past. It's a fun learning process. The challenge in this day and age is that running an effective website, just the technology piece, is a full-time job because of the reactive stuff to threats, to security upgrades, to making sure that the widgets that you're using all work, and the proactive side of keeping up with design trends, ensuring that your website is still responsive as screen sizes change, to doing the proactive technical and backend work to make sure that you are playing the game that Google makes us all play. And what we do well. That's just the back end side. from the functional side, stop thinking about your website as a brochure that says how great you are, right? Like, mm-hmm. think about this. If you're going on a date, would you comfortably be at dinner and be like, hey, read this about me? Like, how would that go? Like, oh, cool, you're customer-centric and really value quality and have been in business for 40 years. That's fantastic. You really need to change the way you think about your website. And this may be philosophically a much bigger question, but I cannot get off this point. Clients don't care about you. They don't. You have to earn that. They yeah. care about themselves. And so every person who comes to your website, they have to be able to quickly say, what is this? Mm. Why do I care? And what do I do next?
Yeah.
So do me a favor, take a look at your website and think about it like this. People are coming out of the pandemic. Everybody is going to be insane. They haven't talked to other human beings. They've been stuck alone. They've been stuck, if you're like me, with wonderful, amazing children who also don't watch this podcast, so I don't know why I'm pandering to them, right? And they're just desperate for some sense of normalcy and some like endorphins. Mm-hmm. And the website is a great opportunity not to, you know, play to those needs, but to reinforce what they're looking for mm-hmm. by just doing that assessment. Like, they should come to your website and want to learn more because it's so relevant to what they're going through.
Yeah. Those website, your website's your salesperson when you're not in front of the customer.
All
right?
the time. Yeah.
And a good salesperson is asking questions about the customer's problem before they even start pitching. So the website should be set up in a similar fashion. But I think just on a basic level, if you're not sure where to start with how to fix your marketing and you're trying to do something right now, something actionable, check your website, make sure it loads. Does it load on a mobile device? Is the content accurate? Because I don't know how many times we've talked to great businesses and they're like, we haven't, I mean, we don't even sell those services anymore. You know, they haven't updated their site in years and they've just kept on doing whatever they wanted. And the website just stayed this kind of static, imperfect version of their company. So,
yeah, like a time capsule.
Yeah. So is the, can people contact you from the website easily? And does that all of that work? Just basic stuff like that. And if you run into any hurdles, it's probably a good indication that it might be time to upgrade, get a new site, freshen it up, and it'd be a good year to do that.
Yeah.
You'd be set up for success by next year.
Yeah. And I will say the website's hard for a lot of businesses because it is an investment that you don't understand the return on. But understand this. Every single person that you do business with is going to go to your website, regardless if mm-hmm. you need them to or not. When they are first trying to figure out even what they need, they're going to go to your website, mm-hmm. right? Because
that's right.
they're searching and they need to understand their problem because you have that opportunity to help shape how they think about their problem. When they are evaluating what to do about that problem, they're going to go back to your website. They're going to do other things. They're going to talk to other people. They're going to read reviews. They're going to read articles and posts that you have. They're going to read guides that other people have, but they are going to go back to your website. And that's what you want. Want them on your website, seeing how you answer the questions that they have or that they don't know they have. And then when they're ready, they're going to come back to your website because that's where they're going to orient themselves on what I do next. It is their sales concierge, and it really can be designed to effectively meet every need that they have. And if it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to think about it like a $50,000 investment. Mm-mm. But if you spread that cost across every customer that you have, it's really not that much. And strategically is one of the best investments that you make. And I also understand from a budgetary perspective that it isn't something that a lot of people have money set aside for. So we have come up with a couple of different programs that we're rolling out this year to really help step you into the right budget for a website. And even if you don't know what you need or how much the website you think you need is going to be, give us a call because we can help you with that too. We have a great design thinking workshop that we run our clients through to help design the website for them so that it's no longer, I know I need something. I don't want this. It's, this is the website that I want. So definitely audit your website. It is going to be so critical for just engaging your clients and engaging your potential clients as they come out of this.
Yeah.
So what else? What else would you do?
I'm excited about the next one, which I think is just, I think this is more of a gut feeling I have, but I think that more businesses should be showing off their employees in their marketing this year. And that's something you can start doing immediately on social media and through video marketing and content creation. But I think it's the lack of interaction from this past year. And then also people wanting to connect with businesses that have real people in it that are doing great work instead of kind of the big nameless, faceless brands. I think small to medium-sized businesses have an opportunity to really get in there and scoop up customers that would have otherwise maybe gone for just the big name, but now they're maybe more interested in doing something locally with people they can connect with.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, if you're not doing it already, start bragging about your people and why they're unique and why they're great and why the business appreciates their clients because it helps them employ wonderful people like that. And I think that will make a big difference in just about every small to medium-sized business's marketing plan.
Yeah. I will say this. I think there's another reason, even just for your own sake, that this is valuable. Everybody has been so stressed out this year that the only way I can describe it is like no one's holding it together. Right. And so what I've seen and what I know a lot of you have experienced this year is we're all in that constant stress zone where we don't know what's happening. We don't know what normal is. We don't know, you know, the home stress becomes the work stress because they're the same place, right? The family stress, the financial stress, like it is all over the place. And when that happens, from a leadership perspective, it is so easy to erode morale because you're just stressed all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so even if this isn't something that you really would feel confident in, really think about how you focus on showing your teams, your people, show them off, because that's what we need. We need to feel valued. We need to feel appreciated. We need to separate out that stress response from the, I actually am so glad and see the contribution that you make because I mean, congratulations. We have made it through this. We are seeing the end of the tunnel, but a lot of suffering has happened. A lot of damage has been done. And this is a really great way to build back morale, right?
Yeah.
To recenter that message of like, we are a team of people who are here to make your life better. Let's invite you into knowing who that is. And you're absolutely right. From a trend perspective, local, relational, man, I really do appreciate how concerned Chick-fil-A was for me and my health and my mental health and, you know, all the emails I got about these unprecedented times.
Did Chick-fil-A really email you that? Really?
Every email that you like that I got this year, it's like in the new normal and these unprecedented times, it's hard out there.
Yeah.
Buy a pouch. And I'm like, what? Like, also, do me a favor. Don't send an email that talks about unprecedented times. We know it's unprecedented times.
We're over it.
Yeah.
I was, you know, and we mentioned,
send an email that says like, F this crap. Like,
this morning when you popped into my office and I was telling you, you know, TAB, the business advisory board that I get advice from, you know, they're really like, you want to hold on to your people because, like the we said before, the roaring 20s are about to hit. And, you know, it's going to, the employment market is also going to get really weird and goofy when things get back to normal and people start spending their stimulus money or businesses start spending the money that they've been holding on to because they were trying to be conservative. And so having part of your marketing plan focused on your people makes a lot of sense for retention. So,
yeah. No, for sure. I think that you can definitely invest very well in that area, and it's a good thing to do. So
we have one more on
the list. More, and this one is, this one's obvious, but it's easy. Outmarket your competitors, right? Like, again, think about it not in terms of competitors of like, oh, I sell, you know, Nissan versus I sell Tesla. Think about it in terms of what are your customers going to do without you? Are they going to go to someone else, or are they going to find some other solution, right? And talk about that. Don't talk about it in a derogatory way. Like, no one likes the bully, but the better you are at understanding how your customers think, they're talking about it again, understanding what they're looking at, right? How you position against your competitors. And the more that you get in front of your customers, the more likely you are to win. Right.
One of our client success managers said the most brilliant thing, right, when we were eating lunch today. And he said, yeah, I mean, we should talk to our clients because they probably have competitors that struggled or maybe went out of business. And they have, there's a bunch of orphaned customers looking for a replacement, you know? Yeah. And I was like, that's so true. Like, we should be really encouraging them to get out there right now. If they're not doing, if they're doing the minimum, do more. And I know I look at our competitors and I think, what can I do that's just a little bit more than they're doing so I can make sure everybody knows we're strong, we're here, we're ready for business. Like, we've been growing and we're ready for you. We're not having to ramp up. We're good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you could be saying in your marketing indirectly by just doing more of it right now.
Yeah. And also, little secret for the listeners, keep an eye out for the hot dog marketing helicopter you're going to be flying around the skies. Talk about outpositioning your competitors.
No way.
I thought, but you promised that we'd get the helicopter. Damn it.
Oh, it's not happening. Not this year.
Not this year. 2021 is not the year of the helicopter. Okay, yeah. Yeah. But seriously, like, this is prime opportunity. And like Michael Scott said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes.
Wayne Gretzky.
All right, so to conclude, we've got 5 marketing things you should be doing right now, which is talk to your customers. You want to do it?
I want to do it. Talk to your customers.
You do it. Okay.
Set business goals, right? Plan again and invest in sales right now. That's part of 2. Fix your website. It doesn't have to, like, even if it just needs a refresh, it's dusty. Fix it. Show off your people. Show them that appreciation. Show them how strong you are. Really connect the value you do to the people who deliver that value. And then show up, out-compete, out-market, and win. Like, this is the opportunity to get customers, and there's no better time than right now because people are ready. They are getting ready to go crazy. They're getting ready to spend money. They're getting ready to start back up, and the world is different. They're coming out of the cave and they need someone to point them in the right direction. And that should be you.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for this. I think this is a good topic and super timely. So
Do we ever have bad topics? I feel like you say that at the end of every episode. I'm just kind of waiting for you to be like, man,
this was a bad topic. I really regret the last 30 minutes.
Hi, welcome to Zig When They Zag, where today we're going to talk about the worst thing in the world, and you'll probably not make it to the end.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks, Kevin. And yeah. We'll see you at the next episode, all right?
Cannot wait.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on our website at hotdogmarketing.net/zigzag. You'll find more information and you can watch the video series there. You can tweet me anytime at @Jessica_markets. Rate us and find more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again.